Okay, today is Daf Ayin Chet for an Ayin Zayin number B. Big share sponsored by Simple Klai, Lulamishmas's father, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Peres. So till now we've been talking about live animals get mixed up with live animals. Now we're talking about Dam. So Dam, Shenet Ari V'mayim. Dam gets mixed up with water, right? So in other words, water fell to the dam. In Yesh Bo Maris Dam, kosher. If it looks like water, if it looks like dam, it's kosher. Why? Because that's the criteria for bittul. The criteria for bittul, depending on the circumstances, is different. Sometimes it's taste, sometimes it's appearance. Here it's appearance. The mixed food is also appearance. So if it appears like blood, there's water in there. Rashi says even if there's more water than blood, doesn't make a difference. Why? Because the criteria is appearance. If it looks like blood, it's still blood. One second. In yay, fine. Misare biyayin. Let's say it got mixed up with wine. Blood, it got mixed up with wine. Rashi says, shu ado. Wine, by the way, is red, in case you didn't know. The ain myra nikerbo. You can't tell the difference. Now, it's not a case of min bimino, because they're not the same thing. Blood and wine are totally, they happen to be, they're both red. That's all. It's a coincidence. What do you do now? So, nisare biyayin. So now, rowan oso, you view the wine, ki'ilu humayim, as if it's water. Pretend it's water. If it would be water, would it change the appearance? That's what you do. Okay? Why do you do that? We'll get to that a little later. Tosfos has a very interesting comment, which we'll address soon. So everyone put that in the back of your head. Nitzarei bedam behema o bedam achaya. Again, if blood of a carbon gets mixed up with the blood of a behema chulin, or the blood of a chaya, which can never be a carbon, again, you view it as if it's water, and then you see, if it's bittul, if it still looks like blood, lovely. If not, you have a problem. Ask Tosfos, wait a minute. What? Dam chul behema, or dam of a chaya, machlokes what dam chaya means. Some say it means the dam of a chaya, a deer. Others say it means the dam of a live animal. You took a needle, you took it into a live animal, pulled out dam, and now you put it in here. Right? One second. Then you put it into the mixture, now you have a mixture. Says Tosfos, very good that you view the dam of a chulin as if it's water, and if the dam is dam, then it's considered, and if it's still red, it's considered dam. How could that on the mizbeach? How could you do that? Right? So Tosfos, it's not kodesh. So, is it bottle? So how could you do that? So Tosfos says, it's fine. We had this already. We'll view it as if it's firewood. View it as if it's firewood. Right? Okay. Good? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't dam mevatel dam. Dam can't be mevatel dam. Why not? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds throughout Shas, min bimino is not bottle. He holds, by definition, min bimino can't be bottle. Why can't min bimino be bottle? Why can't min bimino be bottle? Why can't min bimino be bottle, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Yeah, I started the Mishnah. I'm on the top of Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Mm-hmm. Yes. Why is min bimino never bittul? Because bittul, by definition, means you have a mixture where one thing is fighting against another. Here, they're both the same. What do you mean, what's fighting? So the Chachamim hold, that's true only in logic, but not in halacha. In logic, you're right. It's not logic. Logic, you're right. But we're talking about halacha, so there are other criteria for bittul. Mitzare b'dam psulin. What if it got mixed up with dam psulin? For example, Rashi says, Robeya nirva yishboch la'ama. Pour it down the drain. What's the difference between a nirva and a behema of a dam chulin? What's the difference? Right? What's the difference? What? No, that's not the difference. That's not the difference. The difference is, Rashi said, it's a gzeira. What's the gzeira? The machlokas, what the gzeira is. Rashi and Tosfos, machlokas tomorrow, what the gzeira is, it's a gzeira. Why, maybe, it might be rooted in what Masi said, because one's inherently usur, one's not, although Chai is inherently usur also, but well, it's a gzeira. Which is why, the Dam Tamsis, if it mixes up with Dam Tamsis, Dam Tamsis is the Dam that's not Dam Chaya, that's Dam Nefesh, which is not good for Dam. Also, Yishpoch Lama, you also pour it down the drain. Rabbi Yehuda, oh, Mashir. Rabbi Eliezer, Mashir. Rabbi Eliezer has no need to do that. You know why? He doesn't hold from the Zera. So we have the same criteria as before. Right? Pretend it's water and see if it changes. Okay? Good? It's the Machlokas. The Machlokas, which Casey said it on. It's the Machlokas in the Gemara tomorrow. Im lo nimlach, what if you didn't ask permission? The Kohen didn't ask anybody. Vinasin, and he did it, so even the Chachamim would agree at the end of the day it's kosher. Okay? Good? Very good. It's a machlokas. No, it says that Filu Tanakama, Lamishim Gzeru HaYimashar, the cases of the Dam Tamsis and the Dam, the last two cases here, Dam Tamsis and the Dam Psulim. And the Gemara is going to say, why did the Mishnah break it up like that? Dam this, one sentence. Because it's a machlokas how to read Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, we'll get to it tomorrow. Next. Amar B'chiyah Bar Abba, Amar B'yochanan.
A little bit of a, you have to listen to the whole cup of this, and then the rest of the daf is easy.
Lo shanu el shanaflu mayim l'soch dam. When do we say that we take the blood and view it as we take the water, and water falls into dam? The criteria is, does it look like dam or not? That's only true shanaflu l'toch dam. If water fell into dam, avo, but nafal dam l'chmayim. What if dam fell into mayim? All the way around. Rishon bottle. As each drop falls into the water, it becomes bottle. So one drop of dam falls into the water, it's bottle in the water. A second drop falls in, it's bottle in the water. 20 minutes later, there's far more dam in here than water. Why is it bottle? The answer is, Tosis explains, because by karbanos, we have a principle of zikui. Each drop that fell in, it became bottle. How am I resurrecting that? Once something is zichui, it's zichui. When the water falls into dam, the water is water. So the halacha is, it depends. Does it look like dam or not? But when dam falls into water, as each drop falls in, it becomes bottle. So the fact that at the end of the day, there'll be far more dam in here than water is irrelevant. Why? Because as each drop falls in, it's zichui, it's pushed off. And once it's zichui, it can't be resurrected. So Tosfos discusses, well, what if you dump in the whole blood at one time? Would that change anything? That might change it, because this issue doesn't, this problem doesn't arise. You see that? Okay, very good. Amar Papa, ula inyan kisui ain okay. When it comes to kisui adam, we don't have this rule. In other words, you have to cover dam, right? Now, luckily, you have to cover dam by when you shat behem chayit or ofo. So what if, it's not really dam there. There's a pile of water, and the dam starts to fall in drop by drop. And at the end of the day, there's going to be dam. Then you have to do kisui adam. So do we say that there's no dam here? Of course not. You know why? We don't apply that by mitzvot. So as each drop of blood falls on the floor, you're watching it. It's not really dam here. It's mostly water. And now it's starting to get 50-50. Hey, look at this. It's now all dam. Do we have a principle? Well, I don't have to do kisui adam now because it's all dichur. The answer is, of course not. Why? Because we don't apply this. We don't say this dichur thing by mitzvah. It's only by kosher. What? The sprinkling is a mitzvah. That's exactly why we say it. The kosher, the blood is kosher. So as each drop falls in, it becomes bottle in the water. Once it's bottle, it becomes pushed off. How do you bring that back to life? You can't. Therefore, if the blood falls into water, you have a problem. If the water falls into blood, we view it as appearance. By kisui adam, if the blood falls into water, we don't say dichui. We don't do that by mitzvot. He says, take sprinkling down as a mitzvah. Yes, true, but it's kachin. So by kachin, we have this overriding rule of dichui. Okay? Good? Excellent. Now comes the hard part of the daf. Right. Amar Rish Lakish. You ready for this case? Take a whole cup of this. Pigle v'noser v'tame, shabalu on zeh b'zeh. You have pigle, noser, and tame. Now we're going to, there's a machlokas if you read the word tame. It doesn't make a difference. No one's going to discuss tame anymore. You have pigle and noser in a big sandwich. Shabalon zebazet. You had a big sandwich of pigle and noser together. Ba'achlon, and you ate it together. Potter, you're potter. Why are you potter? E. Efshar, it's impossible. Shalo yarbe min al chavero v'yivatlenu. It's impossible that the isurim are not mevatel each other. What does that mean? Rashi. Long Rashi, but it's going to say better than I'll ever say it. You ready for this? Kishahu loes, when you're chewing osam, them, bipiv, in your mouth, nivlal min futo chavero. The pigle and the noser are mixed up. Miuto shal zeh, berubo shal zeh. A miut of one in the robe of another. Ubatel hamiut berobe. And the miut becomes batel in the robe. Vahabatel bakal min nosef al hamavatel. And the bitel of each one adds on to the mavatel, meaning it adds on to the greater one, meaning the noser is mavatel the pigle, the pigle is mavatel the noser, benikra bishmo, benigra mimino. Each one becomes less. Now, the EF shel lachavin, it's impossible to determine shelo yehe mimin ha'echad batel b'chaveiro, yoser mimah shebatel mimin chaveiro bo. It's impossible to determine who's being mavatel who. Benimtza comes out, she'ain ba'oso min kishir. Neither min has a shear. The butzer le shiure. You're missing a shear. Now, there's no question that you ate a shear. A bow. What's the problem? Velo yadan and han minayu butzer le. We don't know which one is missing the shear. V'chimasurin on bay. So what are we going to do? We're going to warn you? Lo yadin on mishum my master bay. I don't know why I'm warning you. Why am I warning you? B'tzarech lahasros bo mishum ha'itzer. I have to warn you, don't eat pigle. If I tell you don't eat pigle, maybe you're not eating pigle. Why? Because it's batel in the noser. Maybe you're eating only noser. And if I warn you for noser, maybe... Hilkach, ki masher be mishum pigle, have hasra sapek. It's hasra sapek. Dilma, lo b'didei, tahavi chiyuva. Maybe it's not a chiyuv of that. V'chein b'noser. Same problem with noser. V'af agafte b'maskana v'adei echad minayu avid b'shas hasra. There's no question. You certainly ate it because I ate one of them. No question about that. Mihu, safek havi b'chol echad im yavro alav im lo. Hasra safek, lav hasrahi. It's not a good hasra. That's totally. What on earth is Rashi talking about? What on earth is he talking about? If I tell you, you have pigle and osir in there, I'm warning you now, don't eat there. Can I throw something at that? Why is that I throw something? You have pigle and osir sandwich. You're eating both. I'm warning you, don't eat that. Can I throw something at that? It's a very long Rashi to say, according to Tosafot, very little. He didn't say anything. What did he say? Can I throw something at that? Because the answer is that Rashi requires a more precise throw than Tosafot. But having said that, Tosafot, I disagree with Rashi completely. Tosafot has a whole other wild shot. He says, no, he had two sandwiches. He had one. Huh? I know. Tosafot always does that. He always creates a case, not in the Gemara, to get out of Rashi, because he doesn't like Rashi. So he says, two sandwiches. One had, let's say, four kezayis of a pickle and two of noser. One had two of noser and four of pickle. You warn him twice. Each time you warn him, don't eat pickle. I didn't eat pickle, I ate noser. Then I warn him a second time, don't eat noser. I didn't eat noser, I ate pickle. The whole thing is a suffix. That's a real suffix. Problem is, it's not what the Gemara said. You have a problem? Yeah. Okay? Good? Now, Shema Mina Klat. We learned three things from Rish Lakish, which one of them we're going to remove. Shema Mina Isur Mevatlan Zazet. By the way, we have a din of Bittel, right? Bittel Baro. Here you see, even Isurim can be Mevatel each other. Isurim can be Mevatel each other. Now, there's no question at the end of the day, there are two Kizetim in your stomach. There's no Shaila about that. The only Shaila is the Hasra. Pick the challenge, right. So what do you see? Even Isurim can be Mevatel each other. That we never heard that before. Right? That's number one. Right.
Oh, with chachma like yours.
Number two, Shema Mina. This is the hard one. No Saint Tam Berov Lav Doraisa.
No, what's No Saint Tam? No Saint Tam means you impart flavor, right? But there's no a standard case of No Saint Tam means it's flavor without anything here. For example, let's say I'm cooking milk in a pot, warming up the milk for the baby, and a piece of chicken, piece of meat falls in, but so quickly remove it. So let's say it was in there for 20 minutes. It cooked for 20 minutes. Now I remove it. There's no meat here. What is there here? Just taste. Right? It's called no saint tam. Right? So here, says the Gemara, you see from here that no saint tam can't be d'oraisa. Because if it would be d'oraisa, what do you mean? I don't know. The tam's imparted to everything. There's always a serum here. Obviously, the tam alone can't be d'oraisa. Because if it would be d'oraisa, it wouldn't be a problem. You hear that? If you don't hear that, it's very complicated. If you don't hear that, it's fine. We're going to reject it anyway. Okay, we're going to reject it anyway. But just have in mind the principle, no Saint Tom is not d'oraisa. Ushma mina, and the clear one, hasra safek lo shma hasra. Hasra safek, not a valid hasra. Masav Rava. Rava says, wait a minute. No Saint Tom is not d'oraisa? Look at this. Oh, say Isim and Chitinim and Ored. Let's say you make a sandwich, a bread, out of wheat and rye. Now the halacha is, challah is only chayiv in the 5-3. It's not challah and rye. So what if you make a combo? Wheat and rye. You have to give challah? But that's going to depend. Im yesh bo tam gal dagon, chayiv es b'challah. If it tastes like wheat, yes. Af agav deruba orez, even if the majority is orez. So, oh, the point is, you're right. Someone asked that this morning. And that's just an example of what no sin tam is. You can have no sin tam with the end, for sure. In other words, of course the rice is here and the wheat's here. But what does it taste like? So what do you see? Taste is the rice. Now I'm chayav and challah. So the Gemara says, no. Bit the rabbana. Only chayav challah is the rabbana. So wait, it's impossible. Yachi eim a seifa. It says, adam yotze bo yidei chavasa bepeta. You can use this masa bepeta. Right? Putting it on kidney. So you see this. Hey, you see that. There was no such thing as kidney. To the Gemara. The Gemara says you could use right matzah for matzah. Right? What? And it was a Sephardi. Right? So what do you see? It can't be Darabanan. It can be Yotzim and Mitzvah matzah d'oraisa with bread, with matzah, even if there's rice in there. What do you see? It's also times d'oraisa. So the Gemara says you're right. Ella, min she'eno mino b'taima. If it's min she'eno mino, like wheat and rice, then we follow the tam. Does it taste like wheat? You can use it for matzah. Min b'mino beruba. If it's min b'mino, such as, what's min b'mino? Such as meat and meat, then we follow the rule. Look at Rashi, top Rashi. Shatam nikerbo. The tam is in there. B'taima mechayev, the tam is chayev, v'lucky min haTorah. Now, l'chiyam of Rish Lakish. When Rish Lakish said, pigel no thershal min b'mino. The lekam ish l'meka b'taima, that has nothing to do with tam. Why you putter if you ate pigel and nosa together? Why you putter? Nothing to do with tam. What has to do with? What has to do with? Has to do with rove. And the problem we said was, by pigel and nosa, the roves cancel each other out, so there's no hasrah. V'lo mekam. We can't prove from here whether no Tam is the right or not. Can't prove that. Rish Lakish. So we said there were three things we learned, only two. Can't prove that. Why? Because it has to do with Tam, it has to do with Rove. When do we say Tam? When it's been be'eno mino. Okay? Now the Gemara asks a fascinating question. V'nishayir min b'mino, v'min she'eno mino. Why don't we say Rove? Why don't we do what we did before? Which is, pretend the min is eino mino, rowin, what do we say by the dam? We'll view the wine as if it's water, and then see if it's bottle or not, see what it looks like. So why don't we say the same thing over here by the meat? Why are we going after row? Min vimino, meat and meat, what's the halacha? Row. Which one's row? I have pigle and oser,
rows. The problem there was, the rows cancel each other out. So I have kosher and trade. What's the din? Row. Says to Gemara, why do you think row? How about this? View the miyut as if it's something else, and then see what it's like growing. We do that by the dam. We did it in the Mishnah. Right? Everyone go to Ayin Tes Amud Aleph for a second. What? What would you do? Taste it? No. Let it, instead of being bottled barov, let it be bottled batam. So let's say, give it to a guy. Give it to a guy. How are we talking about that? Why are we saying bottled barov? Let's say, let's be bottled batam. What are we going to do about, how are we going to bottle batam? Look at it as if it's min be'eno mino, and then say, if the tam would be here, then good, and if not, not. Let's do it with tam. Are we doing it with rope? Now, see the Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, the big Tosfos there, the first Tosfos starts in the middle, about 10 lines before the Tosfos ends. It says, v'tzarech l'daktik. See, it says, v'tzarech l'daktik. On Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, it's like 10 lines before the first Tosfos ends. 12 lines, skinny lines, v'tzarech l'daktik. Shita Mekubetz asks, what possessed the Gemara to ask this question? Let's forget Rove, let's do it by Tom. Right? She didn't make a bet that, what's contesting about that? Why would you do that? So look at Tosfos. You see Tosfos Tzarech L'daktik? You have it? You don't have it. Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, the top Tosfos, about 20 lines down, it says Tzarech L'daktik. I'm going to forget that. Yeah, I can't act right. We have 4 more people coming. B'tzarech l'daktik. Stopping in 5 minutes. B'tzarech, you see, because b'tzarech l'daktik? You have it there? B'tzarech l'daktik. Maishna gabe kachim, tumah, and mikvah, amrin and rowan. Not gonna mean it. Maishna gabe kachim, tumah, mikvah, amrin and rowan. How can by kachim, tumah, and mikvah we say rowan? Hacha, like here, ubamako is andav gimel, but gabe isura, lo amrin and rowan. By isura, we don't say rowan. What do we say? Elamin b'mino midaraisa beruba. Why? V'gabe tuma nami ikaduch tizlom min and rowin. I find these places sometimes they don't say rowin. V'gabe tir b'bechoros karkol v'keach behein moshilya dolos b'tuma lo maga lo b'zmasa from Yochanan mishum b'tul berov nagiba. Says Tosfos the e efshar lavara tam. I don't know the reason. El hecha de itmar itmar hecha de lo itmar lo itmar. Because I don't know the reason. Why? I don't know. Says the Shita Mekubetz does something so brilliant. He says, you know why we say Rowan? What do you gain by saying Rowan? If you say Rowan, what's the question here? Let's say that when I have meat, I won't say Rowan. I'll say Rowan, and then I have to determine the tam. Says the Shita Mekubetz, when it comes to meat, what do you gain by saying that? Why would I say that? Why is one better than the other? Drove, or it's rove in tav. What's the difference? Says the Shita Mekubetz, when it comes to a mikvah, I need a kosher mikvah. There's a shear here. I need a shear. Right? I have 39 sub. I need 40 sub. I have 39 sub. If I put in, I have 38 sub. I have 39 sub. I put in now a sub of milk. It's bottled. Right? It's bottled. Why is it bottled? Because it doesn't change anything. Do I have 40 sub? Still don't have 40 sub. I don't have 40 sub of water. Just because it's bottled doesn't mean it gave me the shear. You hear what he's saying? So brilliant. Trust me, I have 5 hot dogs, and there's a trace hot dog in here. So say bittel. Say bittel. What? Why not? Say bottle, the Torah says Acher al Mahatos. Say bottle and you keep them all. No, we'll view it as if, and then we'll say Rowan. What for? What do you gain by doing that? But when it comes to a shear, when it comes to a mikvah, when it comes to dam, I have kosher dam or treif dam. Right? I have good dam, bad dam.
Even if you say bittel, I don't know if I'm going to win. Although you would have been number seven. One second.
Okay, I'll read it inside. I'll read the Torah inside. I'll read the Chitur it says. It says, mikvah, where is it? Yesh l'chalik misfara, could be mechalik, bein dam kachim umei mikvah, l'shari sur. Dam kachim misfara, ain't no bottle, kishen is arva kot dam kachim, b'shtei kot is dam chulin. There's no bittle here. Why? She'im yitein mikulam amizbeach yata. If I add three bowls of blood, two are no good, one's good. And I sprinkle them all. Didn't I sprinkle the good blood? Yes. Right? V'chein mikvah, chasher shi'ar bar mitzvah. It's missing our bar mitzvah. Naflu bo yayin umei peiros. Ein mashlimin et hashir. Doesn't give you the shear, even though af shehein mevatel barov, even though it's bottle barov, shkaya. It still doesn't give you 40 sol of water. Why? Because it's not water. Yeah, we'll say bottle. We'll say bottle doesn't ruin the other 39. It doesn't give you the 40th. Lachein, svaruhu, shagam bimin bimino, lo yis bottle behem. Therefore, how about rowin? That's the Shidim Kubetz's answer. So the question is, Tosfos knew that. Tosfos says, not impressed with that. Exactly. You say row when it's a shear. When don't you say row? It's a shear. I mean shear patov. Not a shear. It's a row. So what's the difference row over rowing? Here it's a shear. I need a shear. When I have to Yeah. That's what you're saying. You're saying that the wine falling into the mikvah will turn into water. That's a big chiddush. No. It's bottle. It's right. No. It's bottle in the sense it doesn't ruin the. No. It's bottle. Right. Right. No. You're missing one factor. It's bottle in the sense that it doesn't ruin the first 39. It doesn't make it into number 40. It doesn't. No. That's what he's saying. It's that machine. That's not the halakha. No, I don't think so. It is? Okay, we have 1 more minute. We have 1 more minute to finish it up. Okay. Late. Okay, we have 1 more minute to finish it up. We're going to finish it up in 1 minute. Ditnan, our Mishnah said, it's Arav Yayin Rowan, also Ki'ilu Humayim. After all, our Mishnah said Rowan. My lav. Didn't the Mishnah mean Rowan, also Ki'ilu Yayin Ki'ilu Humayim? Let's view the wine as if it's water. So the Mishnah says, no, that's not what it meant. Rowan, also Dam Ki'ilu Humayim. No, you mean the Dam as if it's water. Dam falls into wine. You view the dam as if it's impossible. Ihachi, that's impossible. Bittle me boyle. That we should have said, the question is a bottle. Not the question is, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. You can't say that. Wine falls into the blood. We view the blood as if it's water. Why? One of you could do Zvika. That doesn't make it. Then it should have said, bottle me boyle. It should have said, bottle me boyle. Not rowan otokilu humayim. That's bottle. Therefore, that's impossible. It's impossible to say that. Rather, the question is, view the wine. Therefore, by the way, Hanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rona so ki'ilu yayin adom. We have a case where the milk falls into the mikvah. So look at it as if it's red, and in dia my real kasha, you last puzzle. Did it change the color of the mikvah or not? So yes or no or no or no. So what do you see? What do you see? Why don't we say rowan? So the Gemara says, Tanoyi, Tamachlokas Tanoyim, Titanya, Dili Shiesh Bo Yayin, if Dili has wine, Yayin Lavan Ochalav, either white wine or milk, Bid Bilo, and you put it into the mikvah, follow the row. If you heard the Omer, no. Row also kilu hu yayin adam. We'll view it as if it's wine. And in dia myra kasha vim last puzzle. Now the Gemara is going to have, so therefore you say it's a machloket. Now you're going to have a side question in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. But remain, wait a minute, how could you really say that? We have another bryce that says, Lisha hu mali roken, if a bucket's full of spit, bit bilo, you put that in the mikvah, it's not going to be good. Why? Kilu lo bat lo tavel. As if you didn't dunk it. Why? Because the spit is so thick. The area there doesn't, it's not in the bottle, and then it's not bit for water. Meraglayim, that if it's urine, Ronos Okilo Himayim, you view it as if it's water, because it really is water, that's okay. Mole Mechatos, Ajiyarbu Mayim al Mechatos. But if it's Mechatos water from Paraduma, then you have to say Ro. Why? Because it's Kachim, has a different Ro. Now, Manch Masa Ditzle Ro, who holds a Ro in? Rabbi Yehuda, Pikatani, but yet, if this price is said, Taki La Baruba, Ro is enough by the Mechatos. Once his own sheeta, or once the sheeta of his Rebbe. Okay? We'll stop here, and we will pick up to.